Hi, this is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today is Fruition.
Step out in the light of the morning. Pour out the bottle of emotions. I'm gone, gone, gone.
All the days I could run to my mother. Mother, she always told me, if you carry the weight of the world on your shoulder, you'll go down, down, down.
Down with the sunshine into the darkness, coming so fast as it's falling. Over and over. Like a wildfire burning, smoking and rolling up so many papers. Are gone, gone, gone.
With the wind is high in the country, roads far away from the city. Tripping too long and the days dragging on. And you're down, down, down,
down. I'm a lucky charm to elude me. No pot of gold in snow.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to be speaking by phone with Jay Anderson, calling from Portland today. How are you doing, Jay?
Hey, John. Doing good. I'm actually in Seattle, though, just so you
know. Oh, you're in Seattle? Oh, my gosh. Yes. I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
I moved here November 1st of this year.
So this is interesting. I'm going to tell listeners right now, before we get too further down the road, fruitionband.com, fruitionband.com is the name of the website. And yep. Broken at the Break of Day is the name of Fruition's most recent album. And if I haven't said that already, Jay is one of the members of Fruition. But let's talk about Seattle. I mean, you're in Seattle. We are doing this interview on April 6th, 2020.
Yep.
April 4th, 2020, Fruition was going to be playing in Missoula at the Top Hat and obviously was not able to do that. So this is the first interview I've done with any musician whose trip to Montana has been interrupted by this pandemic. Beyond just talking about the pandemic, you're at what was initially the hotspot. Talk about what that experience has been like for you, just in general.
Oh man, it's just been a roller coaster, you know? It's like you go through the whole spectrum of the emotional reactions that one can have to something so big and scary as like this pandemic, especially in like you said, this Seattle was kind of the epicenter of the outbreak in the beginning. But like when that was happening, it was right before I actually left for a tour. So the whole thing was coming out that like Seattle had the first cases, and I think that the first death maybe had happened in Seattle right before I went to the airport. So that was like freaky in itself, because I was going to SeaTac, you know, and just thinking about like, because, you know, obviously that's probably how the virus, you know, got here, is through the airport. So that in itself was a pretty freaky situation. But then, you know, going out on the road and playing shows as the outbreak got like bigger and bigger and the new cases started being revealed. And that was like a whole can of worms unto itself too. Like, plus I have a fiance, and she's back in Seattle. I'm out on the road wondering, like, you know, and then wondering if, like, you know, if I'm going to get it or if I already have it and if I'm spreading it to like fans. And, you know, we ended up actually canceling the last two shows of our tour just because we were like, you know, this is not the time to be out here trying to get people to gather together. It was weird. It was a tough thing to do, because some of the venues that we pulled up to were so happy that we didn't cancel, because a bunch of bands were canceling on them.
Sure, yeah.
You know, but at the same time, you know, we'd get up on stage to play and the crowds were like getting thinner and thinner, and the people that were at the shows were the ones that were like, thanks for coming and not worrying about this stupid COVID thing. Like, this is a bunch, and we're like, we don't want to be, you know, spreading that attitude about this whole thing. That's not how we feel about it, especially being from, you know, the epicenter of the outbreak. I was like, this is not like a joke. Like, this is real.
Now, Jay Cobb joining me by phone from Seattle, I'm finding out just now. Jay, you mentioned Idaho. You're from Idaho originally. Whereabouts in Idaho?
Indeed. I am from Lewiston, Idaho.
Of course. Yeah, sure.
I'm sure that you know from just being in Missoula, we got the Highway 12 there is one of the only highways that'll get you west.
And where did you move from Idaho, and at what point in your life?
I moved from Idaho when I was, I was 24. When I moved from Idaho, I just got to the point where, you know, I was playing around Lewiston and successful with local gigs and everything, but you can only go so far in little bitty Lewiston, Idaho. And I was working a bunch of different jobs, and I had a band and I had a girlfriend. Well, the girlfriend broke up with me, the band fell apart, and I found myself at like 24 wondering what I'm doing with myself. So I decided to pack up my stuff, which is basically just my records, a couple of guitars, an amp, and loaded it into my 1992 Subaru Loyal, which I loved that car, such a sweet car, and drove to Portland with probably, I think I had like maybe $100, maybe $150 to my name.
I was listening to the freeway late last night, smoking with my shadow in the street light. Back to the same old tricks again, trying to find a reason, trying to find. Finally rode past that Virginia line. They told me that the weather here would suit me fine, but it's cold as hell and now the grass is dead. And here come the demons dancing in my head. I keep taking the poison, though I know what it'll do. Thinking just a little. See?
All this fast living just getting old.
Jay Anderson is joining us here on Musicians Spotlight today. I'm John Floridis. Jay plays with the band Fruition. Jay Cobb, I've been told I can call
right,
him.
Right, yes.
So I might refer to him as Jay Cobb just randomly.
Yeah.
Well, and again, thank you for making time to chat with us here on Musicians Spotlight. One of the things that I find interesting about the group is the concept of having multiple songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to ask, how do you balance out, you know, how songs are selected for recordings and for set lists and just in general, just balance that energy out?
Yeah, it's funny because initially in the beginning of the band, I was definitely kind of, I was more opposed to. First of all, I had met Mimi Naja and we started playing together with Fruition's original bass player. His name is Keith Simon. And so we were originally just kind of doing stuff together. And then finally, when Kellen came into the scene, I was like, oh man, another songwriter. This is not what I was, it was not what I was shooting for.
Interesting.
And initially I was like, when I first moved to Portland anyway, I was more interested in doing a solo thing, but I heard Mimi play and I heard her sing and I was just like, man, I really want to play music with that woman. So we ended up making that work. And then she was really adamant about having Kellen. And then that first time that we sang together, I was like, okay, we'll give this a shot. And we just kind of naturally progressed into like some kind of three-way balance of how to make the whole thing work. And I think it came pretty easily. All of our personalities kind of work together and offset each other in just the right way. I think that's like the most important thing with a band is the chemistry that people's character can have. And I think a lot of the time that the things that get overlooked is the tension, you know. It's nice to not have every,
that's a good point.
It's not always good to just have everything flowing perfectly, you know. There's there's the tension, there's so much beauty that comes from that, the push and pull of you know, people's personalities. It's like molecules, you know. It's like you can create like these massive explosions by slamming together these two different things. Not that I'm saying that is what is healthy or great, but in when you're making art, I think that the best art comes from definitely a little bit of push and pull. So having two other songwriters in the band has definitely been difficult at times, especially for me because I write a lot. So I have a ton of songs that I'm just kind of sitting on. But I'm finding ways to release them. And in the early days, I was playing in a couple other bands too. One was like a rock and roll band that was all my music. So I put all my rock music into that. And then I was playing in this like Americana-y, like kind of what Fruition is-ish now. And so it was like kind of country, alt country, indie country type of stuff I was doing in that band that was called the Bellboys. And Fruition was a string band initially. So I kind of viewed it as like my folk outlet and like to do things like Old Crow Medicine Show style, or like, you know, Devil Makes Three or Gillian Welch, Dave Rawlings type of deal. You know, that's how I kind of split it up in the beginning. And I kind of had all these different outlets, but once the other two bands, I couldn't do them, I just kind of started putting more, like, letting whatever could work in fruition into fruition. And yeah, so the balance just kind of like happens. You know, we've been doing it long enough. We know each other well enough. Like, Kellen, Mimi, and I have been doing this now for 12 years. So it's pretty crazy to think that it's been that long. And there have been many times where I was like, you know, one step away from ending the whole thing. But I think we all have at some point, you know. But it just keeps on going, you know. And basically in the end, it's like, why destroy something if you're getting what you want out of it? So that's the thing that in the end that keeps me going always, is I look at the things that we create, and in the end, like, even when it's my idea and I was pretty sure I knew exactly what I wanted and it's completely changed and I listen to it, I go, okay, yeah, there's something to this that is, there's a magic there, you know.
Step outside and breathe. It's time we shine like the sea, like the sea. Step outside because we're free. Stop trying to define everything. What is it that you want? I'm a little bit of everything. Who are you looking for? I'm just a smiling reflection of everyone else. I'm just being myself. And that's beyond definition. What is it that you want? Just a dancing collection of everything I've ever felt. Step outside and breathe. It's time we shine like the sea, like the sea. Step outside because we're free. Stop trying to define everything.
stop trying to define everything. Stop trying to define everything. Step outside and
this is John Floridus. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Jay Anderson from the band Fruition. Jay is joining us by phone today from Seattle. One of the things I wanted to talk about was your most recent project, Broken at the Break of Day. Let's talk a little bit about this. And one of the things I was doing before the interview started was going back to your initial, or your debut album. And I'm trying to remember the name of the first album. And then listening to some of the tracks from Broken at the Break of Day. And I thought it was just interesting. I mean, there's a little difference in the production, but I really admire groups who can put out music in which there is this consistency where it's not set in a particular time.
Right.
As we are speaking, the musician Bill Withers has recently passed away, yeah. Which made many people very sad. And one of the things I tell people when I talk about his music, I said, you know, one of the reasons you hear it all the time is that it doesn't sound like it was recorded in 1971 or whatever it was. It was just that
exactly.
Music just sounds kind of timeless. And, you know, there's an element of that to what you guys are doing. I think it doesn't seem like it's set in that time. All that said, you know, Broken at the Break of Day is a 2020 release now. So maybe just talk a little bit about that and reflect maybe on, you know, that
right.
Journey and how you got there to that album.
Well, yeah. I mean, you said a pretty key phrase there, or word rather. Timeless is something that we think about when we're trying to make a record or trying to like design an album cover, or like, you know, we always try and go with something that's classic or timeless. We kind of think of things like that. We don't want to try and date anything too much, you know. So, yeah, I mean, the journey from where we started to where we're at, it feels like it's changed in so many ways, but it also feels like we haven't changed at all. You know, that's the kind of thing when you're with in a band with somebody, which I never thought would be possible that I'd ever be in a band with people for 12 years. Like I never thought that would be possible. But like I said, when you keep getting more magic out of it every time, it's easy to keep going. Now looking at where we started, and it feels like to me that it's changed so much, John. My perspective is different. But the underlying thing I think that's always stayed there, like from the very beginning of this band. Is that we are pretty adamant and a bit obsessed about making the song shine in its own way, you know, realizing the song and kind of taking out our egos or our expectations of what the song is and letting it kind of like make its own. Letting it be itself. We've always actually told people when they, you know, the genre question comes up all the time with us. Like, you know, people used to call us bluegrass all the time, which never has been true. But there's definitely elements of our music that are bluegrassy. But there's elements of our music that is rock and roll, soul, you know, all different kinds of stuff. The underlying thing that's always like drawn it all together is, yeah, our obsession to realize the song and let the song shine and be itself, but also, you know, our harmonies together. And so the singing is the thing that's always kind of like drawn it together in my mind. In the genre question, when we used to get asked that all the time, we would just say that we're a song band. We don't care if it's a country song or if it's a rock and roll song or if it's an R&B song or what kind of vibe it is. If we all dig the song and we want to do it, then we will just do whatever we think that the song needs. And when you have five people all like banging their heads together to try and make that happen, usually you can find where it's all going pretty easily. Just based off of most people's reactions or ideas, you know? So, but yeah, it feels like it's all been, all been kind of a natural progression.
We'll be back with more Musicians Spotlight and my conversation with Jacob Anderson of Fruition. Welcome back to Musicians Spotlight and our visit with Jacob Anderson of Fruition.
I can't keep on running with the same old crew. I'm not talking about you, said I'm talking about these demons. And I just can't understand why I kept them as friends. I'm down here at the corner store, can't remember what I came here for. Lost in the aisle, staring at the floor. The world is a killer, and it's killing me, baby. Spinning faster lately. Where can I turn for safety? Everyone is a stranger. We're out here on that daily grind. See your body working overtime. Peace of mind.
they hard to find when the world is a killer and it's killing me, baby. Pray the Lord take me. Where can I turn for safety when I am in danger? I can't keep on running with the same old crew. I've been here before, where everyone pretends, and we sabotage our hearts to our end. We got to help one another if we're ever gonna mend, and I can't keep on running with the same.
Jay Anderson is joining us here on Musicians Spotlight today. I'm John Floridis. With this particular album, Broken at the Break of Day, and I know I mentioned this to you before we started the interview, but I got to say, that's just a really cool, that's very evocative. I like it.
Thank you.
Nice title.
Thank you.
Is there anything different that's going on with this in terms of the songwriting, the whether it's melodically or lyrically? I know one of the things that came out in your music, and I don't think it was referring to this album in particular, but maybe your music in general, is the quote I came up with, or the quote that I found was, the music conveys the emotions of our darkest and sometimes weakest moments, which is very compelling,
right?
In that sense, is that something in general with your music, or is that something that can that be also applied to this recent recording?
I think in general, it definitely, I mean, we always, I think most of the people that I surround myself with, and especially everyone in the band, you know, we kind of just gravitate towards the sad songs. There's definitely some kind of like mystical power of the sad song I'm not sure exactly what the allure is. it's just, like I said, it's a mystical power that, I've always been more drawn to than happy stuff. And I think that everyone in the band feels that way too. And I think most people do too. And probably just because of, you know, the classic conversation that's been had over and over about music, which is like, you know, it's a cathartic way for us to connect to our emotions and kind of process things. So if it feels like it makes sense that some of the weaker and darker things are more prominent in songwriting, especially because people turn to that just to, you know, like I said, like process and feel connected, like I do all the time, and I know that all of us in the band do, and I think most musicians understand that, you know, there's more to music than just playing the notes, you know. There's a whole kind of process that's happening that we can never really understand, you know, because music's a physical thing, which is something that we don't think about a lot of the time because you can't see it. But sound waves are a physical thing. When that hits your ear, when it hits your eardrum, it's a physical reaction, you know?
Sure.
So you are being like seriously physically pushed into different scenarios. A lot of the times I think, you know, the sad stuff, it's easier to, I think people gravitate more towards it a lot of the time because it's hard to process those emotions out in daily life or in society, you know, and just because, you know, you got to get stuff done out there in the world, you know? So I think, you know, when songwriters open up and are honest about their emotions, that's what makes us all like helps everybody get through it. All of my favorite songwriters are the, you know, most honest ones. I think that's the most important trait of a songwriter actually. So,
yeah.
So yeah,
it's hard. Sorry, go ahead.
So I think that some of this stuff, you know, some of it's a little happy too, but I think a lot of it is just us processing emotional things that are really hard to process, you know, and we always just are more inclined to lean that direction than into a happy one.
At the end of the day, in the twilight, when the colors collapse on the sky, night steals your sight and you're blind till the morning. Write your regrets down, throw them away at the end of the day. It begs you. Sun and the stars, take it one at a time. You will find your way at the end of the day. At the end of the day, in the twilight, when the colors skyline.
All that you learned from your mother, pass it on for the comfort and welfare of others. Then the child within never leads you astray at the end.
I remember the times we were golden. Forget all those nights I was burnt, blind and broken. As the smoke finally clears, only flowers remain at the end.
Jay Anderson from the band Fruition joining us here on Musicians Spotlight, calling us from Seattle. Jay Cobb, we're going to occasionally drop that little nickname in there for you.
You can say it. Yeah, you can say Jacob. That's a lot of people.
That's
call
cool.
Me that.
That's a good one. I like that one. we started this interview talking about the reality of doing this interview by phone in the time of a pandemic, as opposed to doing the interview face to face, which we may have done had you been able to play your dates in Montana just a couple of days ago, as we are recording this on April 6, 2020.
Right.
And like a lot of musicians, I've checked in on your guys' Facebook page. A lot of musicians are finding ways to do this streaming thing, the couch concerts. And I think you guys, the band's calling it the Thursday thing.
Yeah, we're calling it a Thursday thing.
Yeah. And before I get any further, people have to tune in to see your duet with Miles.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic.
Yeah. In times like this, we need the more dogs we can get in.
Absolutely.
These videos, I never get tired of
it. Yeah.
I got to give props to Miles.
He's a star. He's a natural born star.
Then maybe just do a little detour here. Let's talk about Miles. What kind of a dog is he? And how did he get to be part of your life?
Oh my God, I'm so happy that you asked.
Hey, well, you know, I'm doing this for Montana Public Radio.
I love that. Montana
dogs have a much higher, you know, social status.
Never have I ever had an interview question about my dog. So this is great.
Yeah.
Actually, I got lucky because the woman I fell in love with, it's her dog. And he's a Carilion Bear Dog mix. Now, Carilion Bear Dogs are a Finnish breed, and they're actually pretty rare in the States. You don't see many of these dogs.
I was gonna say, yeah. Well, those of us in Montana in Idaho too,
right?
Are maybe a little more familiar with what a Carilion Bear Dog is and what their purpose is.
Exactly.
And I've seen them, you know, some folks that run that program. I think it's down in Utah that is real well known for training them to try to try to distance bears from human interactions, so in a way to try to keep them safe, keep the bears safe.
Exactly. Yeah, they're actually they're like one of the most fearless breeds and extremely smart. He's a mix. We're not sure exactly what, but my fiance got him in Alaska, and part of the reason why I think she got him, well, first of all, she got him for free because this lady was it was a classic scenario, like a lady at a grocery store with a bunch of puppies. And she's like, you want to hold this puppy? And she gave it to my fiance when she was younger, and she was just holding it with her friends, and they turned around to give the puppy back and the lady took off. So she kind of just got Miles out of this, which is amazing. And he's a... And part of it being up in Alaska is they make really great sled dogs, Carilion Bear Dogs do, because they're really, really fast and extremely smart. So they actually make great lead dogs, from what I've been told. I don't know that much about sled dog racing. But so he's just like this amazing animal, and he's extremely smart. He's the smartest dog I've ever been around. He's smarter than me, I'm pretty sure. And he's a joy. But anytime he hears a harmonica, he can't help but join in and start singing.
I'm only laughing because I've seen the video and it's just like right on cue.
Yeah.
As soon as you start up with a harmonica, his ears perk up.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, this is my thing.
Yeah.
I'm getting called off the bench.
He's like,
and then
ready.
As soon as you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as you're done, he's done. And he's like, okay, I'm just going to chill here on the couch next to him. So you guys are doing the Thursday thing. Maybe talk a little bit more about what that means for the band as a whole.
So the Thursday thing, we kind of just started as an idea, as you said, like because of the whole pandemic going on, everybody's finding ways to still play for their fans and like have some kind of presence out there other than actually playing live shows. So we just decided we do a once a week thing with a different member of Fruition, and we'll just rotate. So it started with Mimi, and basically it's just like an hour long live stream where we just play songs, play whatever we want, and we get to kind of answer questions for people who tune in and have questions for us. And we also started doing this drive right off the bat. Once this whole thing kind of went down, and we started looking at our numbers and how much money we were going to lose, we started this thing where we were just doing basically like a fundraiser drive for our band. And so we have some people that have subscribed already, like to the band, you know, any kind of money helps. There's one-time donations that people have been doing, and we'll be sending a gift to anyone who's donated anything at some point. And also we have like digital, we'll be like releasing like unreleased music or like some outtakes and things like that once a month for all of the subscriber people. So we're, you know, we started doing something like that, and we decided to do this Thursday thing along with that to just kind of get people to know about that and help if they can, of course, like only if they can. We don't want people like digging in their pockets that are also struggling. This is not, that's not [S2] Yeah. [S1] The point of this whole thing. But yeah, you know, rent needs to be paid and things like that. And but we're not doing so bad after we started this drive thing. So it's not as big of a deal. But the Thursday thing is just kind of a chance for us to be doing something, you know. And
yeah.
And when it comes to like the songwriters, I think like Mimi did the first one. I did this one this last week, and Kellen's going to do the one this week. So that'll be the three songwriters. And then I believe it's either... I think it's Tyler next, who's our drummer, and he's the guy who engineered like all of Broken at the Break of Day, with the exception of At the End of the Day, which we did at Silo Studios with our friend Todd Devil. But he engineers and records, and so his Thursday thing's gonna be more centered around like having people ask him questions about recording, or like, you know, it's going to be more of a geek time.
Geek fest.
Yeah. And then Jeff Leonard, our bass player, I think he'll do the last one. And his thing is going to be more on video editing thing, because he's been the one putting together all of our videos for like the last year and a half. He ended up just like discovering a passion for recording and getting into video editing and production. And so his is going to be a whole other type of geek side too, from what I would think. Or maybe just like some sweet bass solos for you know, 20, 25 minutes or something. But then we'll start like rotating again, I think. So yeah, it's just a way to like keep us doing stuff, you know, and keep our fans engaged.
Got in. Got in too deep. Sun dipped down and I cannot see. Way out here, saying, honey, you can swim. But I just want to sink. I don't want to think about it. Thank you. see you when I'm looking at you. I've been looking for sweet hereafter. I see you when I'm looking at you. I've been looking for sweet hereafter.
Jay Anderson, Jay Cobb from Fruition, joining us here on Musician Spotlight. Jay, we started this interview talking about the pandemic and the fact that you guys were scheduled to be in Montana just a couple days before as we are recording this.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask, you know, beyond the musical stuff, what are some ways that you are kind of coping with this new reality that we're in and have been in for a few weeks and not sure how long we're going to be in this new reality?
Right.
What are some ways just on a personal level that you feel comfortable sharing? You know, what are some ways that you are kind of coming to terms with the changes in life?
You know, it's been I've been trying to view it in the most positive way, which is for me as a person who makes his money out on the road and away from home. It's actually been really amazing to be at home and be with my fiance and be with my dog and just kind of hold up. And to me, it feels like, you know, kind of a vacation from my job. So I've been loving it, but the things I've been doing, you know, of course there's the roller coaster of, it doesn't matter what you do. If you stay inside your house long enough, you start to get a little weird and crazy. So, you know, to offset some of the weirdness, I think it's all about kind of planning some variety. And something that me and my fiance have done, we've been doing, we've been playing games, you know, like classic games like Uno and Monopoly and cribbage and things like that, but also turning them into drinking games sometimes. And then there's, we actually got dressed up one night, like I put on a suit and she put on a fancy dress and we got all dolled up and we ordered pizza and we just like ate pizza and drank wine and danced and, you know, things,
oh, nice.
Things like that to make it feel like you're still doing stuff. You know, cooking has been a big outlet. I think a lot of people are getting into cooking in all different kinds of ways now that you have to stay. I've usually been an eat out kind of person. Maybe it's just because I'm lazy or because I'm just used to it being on the road. You don't ever get a chance to cook. So I love eating out and yes, however much I miss it, I have been enjoying mixing it up in the kitchen and trying new stuff and cooking new things. And other than that, I've actually been working out more than I've ever done in my life. So I'm trying to come out of this pandemic like the most fit I've ever been, which is working, which is amazing that that's working. Of course, still the best part of the day is walking the dog. So.
Jay Anderson from the band Fruition joining us here on Musicians Spotlight. Fruition Band, that's the word Fruition and the word band, back to back, fruitionband.com, that's the name of their website. Lots of great stuff you can find there and ways to keep in touch with the group and support the group during this strange and new time here as we record this in early April in 2020. Broken at the Break of Day is the most recent recording from the band. Jay, thanks so much for making time to call us from Seattle and move away from, take a little time away from Miles and your fiance and share some time with us here on Musician Spotlight Talking Shop. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure on this end too, buddy.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Fruition. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us online on Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is available as a podcast from those websites as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.